spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
I think it's really important that we always have people around us that push us, that question us, that guide us, that comfort us, that know more than us. And I will always have those people around me.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyron Shum. In this episode, we'll continue the conversation with renovation expert Naomi Finlay. She'll be sharing her story on how she managed to go to work on site with a newborn and get renovations completed, discuss the benefits of her app, Rapid Renovate, and much, much more. Finlay's skills and reputation is what attracted her clients. So when they'd hear about her previous work, they'd want her to help them too.
For me, a lot of my clients really early on, they were either super high-end people that were staying in their home, or they were people that were renovating to create wealth. And they identified really early on that I was able to do it for myself and that I could also do it for them. Which I think was the big thing, that I had the team, I had the strategy, and I knew how to identify that sweet spot of exactly what the market needed and deliver it to them for the lowest possible budget, which then meant that their profit was the biggest. I think on reflection, that was probably what people saw. I'm as I have been with you, ridiculously open book. Like if you ask me a question, you'll get the answer and you'll get an honest one. And so, you know, when I first started renovating and people were going, wow, how much did you make on that? I would tell them because I don't think that money is a dirty thing. I don't think creating a profit is a dirty thing. And I think it's phenomenal when you get to create wealth by doing what you love. Like that's something you should infectiously share and hope others are inspired, whatever the thing they love is, to create wealth doing that, you know. And so I think that there was a point where, you know, people talk, agents talk. A lot of, you know, a lot of my work would be from, oh, we just bought this renovator. The guy that sold it to us told us you made a lot of money on this one over here or that one over there, or he saw you want to do one over here, or you did one for one of his other clients, or he sold one you'd done, you know. And I'd be like, yeah, totally, I can help you. So whether it was with my trade team or with their own trade team, and it would be about them navigating that spot where they were going to create a quality project, they're going to get to enjoy the experience, and they're going to make money.
She was into helping others more achieve wealth due to being a fast-paced worker. Finlay would also occasionally take her newborn to work, but enjoyed it nonetheless.
Much more into the ones helping people create money, without doubt. And maybe that was because I'm so fast-paced, you know, and it was much more immediately gratifying, or, you know, 6-week, 10-week, 12-week, 16-week gratifying. And also I was part of, like, my fourth baby, bless him. He wasn't at home for the first 6 months because he was with me permanently, and I had a truck. And so he used to have sawhorses at each work site that were set up for his capsule. And, you know, everyone knew when I arrived on site, there were no power tools because there's a newborn baby. And, you know, so he pretty much grew up the first 6 months until he could crawl, and then I realized it was uncool. We'd have our middle of the day naps in the front seat of the car. He'd sleep on my chest. He'd have a feed. We'd go into, you know, the different job sites. And so I think I just naturally gravitated towards that team environment with the tradies. You know, I think it was not only the results for clients and for myself, but I think it was the amazing family of trades that I got to be part of.
She shares that she's a dedicated and caring mother first, taking a newborn to work and making sure to let her clients know.
I was on site the day I got induced, and then a couple of days later I was back on site, and he was cool, you know. He was cool. And you know what's so interesting is the first thing he ever picked up as, and he wouldn't remember being on site because he stopped being on site at 6 months because once he could crawl, he'd be like, I want to get down. I'm like, yeah, no. And he was just part of the package. Some might call it unprofessional. I remember even consulting in people's houses and part of, you know, when they call and ask me to help them, I'd be like, hey, I have a newborn. So at the moment we're together. And we'd love to visit your property. And so, you know, he'd come in a sling and sometimes he'd be bed whilst I was consulting. And most people, because I was just open and transparent, and if they wanted me to work on their properties, it's how I rolled. I am first a woman, I am first a mother, and then I'll serve others.
And that's so, so inspiring, because at the end of the day, family is important. And I think if people respect that, and, you know, if you're a parent, which I am as well, I would be so totally cool with it, because I think it's one, it just shows that we're all real. You know, you can't just have, you can't have a separate life. I mean, to work and stuff like that. But at the same time, you still have family, you still have kids and all that. And the same thing, I just spoke to clients the other day and I said, look, I've got my kids in the back of the car. Is that okay with you? Yeah, of course, because I've got parent kids as well. So we all understand.
And look, there is a line, obviously, when he got to sort of 5 months and was wanting to play and things. But as a newborn, he literally just needed to be with his mum. And so, it was fine. It was fine. It was really cool.
Finlay structures her renovation like it's a formula. And her strategy towards a quick renovations is the planning process and the daily on-site work.
Look, for me, every renovation is different. And every renovation, you know, you have some pretty standard options to choose from, but depending on where it is, what the market will pay for the finished product, it stayed at the beginning. The script, I guess, or the formula that you roll out for every renovation does vary slightly, and you need to actually know what two renovations are the same. And that's where people that use cookie cutter approaches, you know, get into trouble. Sometimes they renovate too much, sometimes they renovate too little. And they hence lose some of their possible earnings in that. For me, it is a formula. You enter in your data into the formula and you will get a result to choose from. And so part of the ability to do it quickly is about how you run your site and about how you run your team or how you run with your team. And knowing what needs to happen and when it needs to happen. So for me, there's a massive amount in the planning stage. And then once you get access to that property, there should never be one day, not one day, where there are not people on site working. Not one day.
Finlay constantly checks her app to see who's in and when. She shows respect and helps other tradies to create success.
Tradies do sometimes miss days. Sometimes they, you know, my leco might call me and say, oh, my God, someone's lost power and they've got a newborn or they're elderly, I've got to go. And I'm like, that's okay. Part of it is about there are many ways to do things. There are so many different ways to do things. And it's about having that knowledge and that understanding so that when your leco goes, oh, my gosh, I can't get them to rough in the bathroom today, it's like that's okay. And constantly, every single day, you need to be analysing. So I run my renos with my app and I'm constantly analysing the calendar of who's coming in and when. And just because someone might be running a day late, it doesn't mean that I can't then try and jig other people up. And it's also, part of that is also outrageous preparation. So I will let, so we're shooting a laundry reno for the reno show in 2 weeks. And so 2 weeks ago, my plumber knew that he'd need to cap off at that morning, and he knew the day in 4 weeks' time that he'll need to fit off. He's like, I love you. I'm like, I know, because I'm prepared. And so we're 2 weeks out, and yesterday I messaged him going, hey, I want first cap off the rank on that day. No worries, locked in. Perfect. And then 2 days out, I'll go confirming my liquid gold spot, and he'll text me and go, sure is. And it's about, like, tradies have a lot of work on, generally speaking, the good ones, And so it's about really respecting their time and also helping them be organized, helping them know where they stand, making sure they are never standing still, never waiting for an instruction, never waiting for a document, never waiting for a measurement, and never waiting for materials. That's part of my role as I see it. I try and facilitate the perfect incubator for my trades to create success for me and them.
Finlay has her own app called Rapid Renovate, which helps others plan and manage their budget.
So if you've never renovated before, an absolute shameless plug, you need to download my app. So it's called the Rapid Renovate. And the reason that I say this is one of the reasons that I created the app is so people can actually, before they even get started, it can be just they're dreaming. So say someone's literally dreaming about renovating their bathroom and kitchen and all the things that they don't even know that they don't know, like PowerPoints, USB points, splashbacks, kicks, all the little tiny things, sockets, downlights, you know, all the tiny things, handles that we don't even think of in the bigger picture of the budget. And so inside the app, it will actually, for room by room, it will give you not only things that you need to think of, but it will give you some current Australian-based pricing for them at three different price points, so a good, better, and a best. So that would be, and that's one of the biggest reasons that I created the app. And the second reason I created it is then you can also track your budget. Because for me, once you have your budget sorted, that's one thing, that's a really big hurdle. To stick to it is the next hurdle. And whilst you're renovating, it needs daily attention, not monthly attention, because you can't, it's much harder to reel in a budget that's 20 grand over than it is a budget that's $500 over.
She works four projects at the same time.
So generally speaking, I probably at the most had sort of four on the run at one time.
Finlay collaborates with her trades team and treats them with respect. By working together, they all create success equally.
If you have a system, it's not actually that hard. You know, if you have a system and you have a great team, and part of it is not only about finding your team, but, you know, you need to align your team. You guys need to have shared values, common goals. They need to have buy-in. And it's not about screwing the trades down to be the cheapest trades available. So you can guarantee the moment someone waves a couple of $100 bills under their nose, they won't be on your team anymore. So I always say to my trades, it's about me making money and you making money. When we both make money, we'll be working together for a really long time.
The software that Finlay developed has helped her run all her projects, which has been proven to be better than her previous tool.
I used to do it through my own software that I developed. And then that is why we actually developed the app. So you can actually run your appointments, you can run your calendars, you can set alerts, you can run your timelines, your budgets, your absolutely everything through it. So that's now how I run mine, because I can have multiple projects going in the app at the same time. They all back up to a server. It has an inbuilt photo journal inside it. So now that's how I run them. How I used to run them was all based on initially Excel spreadsheets. All the non-tech people in the world have just like gone into a convulsion. And then some really high-end spreadsheets that had coding and software embedded in them. And then, you know, I think it's 18 months ago now we launched the app. And that's so that people, and it's not, without talking it down, it's not an easy app. It's not like ordering Uber, you know, or Uber Eats where you press one button. It is a hardcore tool that you need to invest time in, and it'll keep track of everything for you.
Finlay says to have a tool like that, whether embedded into an app and on a mobile, makes it easy to get access to.
And you can link in on multiple devices. We've just updated. So, for example, if you're renovating with someone where you were the site manager and someone else did the budget, you can actually log into the project or your account on multiple devices and it will sync. So if someone's updating the budget, you can be on site and be updating the timelines. It can be all synced over servers. And we've just actually done an update now that so on iPads and on tablets, you can actually have it in landscape format and use a keyboard for it, which makes it much more usable from for Excel lovers and people that, you know, love detail, which I do, that's made me much happier.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve into Finlay's strategies for property investing by using her very own app.
Inside the app, it will actually, for room by room, it will give you not only things that you need to think of, but it will give you some current Australian-based pricing for them at three different price points.
Her biggest whys.
One of my whys is that I can try and offer safety and education and security to kids that are much less fortunate than mine.
And that's next. I'm Tarun Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Finlay holds a couple of properties currently while the others have been sold. Her portfolio had to match where she was in life.
We've had multiple over the years. So I bought and I held. Some I bought, renovated, held. Some I bought, held, renovated, held. Then I did a big clearance probably around 6 years ago where I sold most of my portfolio, which made me financially free. And then did some more investing. We hold a couple right now. And then the rest have been, generally speaking, short-term buy, renovate, flips, buy, renovate, rent, release. Quite a diverse approach. And part of it, and I think people, for me, I'm not a financial advisor or planner or any of the above, but I know for me in my life, it's been around what suited me at that time of life. You know, my youngest is 7, my eldest is 16. And so my portfolio journey had to match my appetite for risk, my actual cash flow, my, you know, it had to match where I was at in life, as well as have a long-term goal of what I wanted it to be.
She's all about providing for others. For example, when she built a school in Cambodia and is about to build another.
My why is that I get to be outrageously connected in my everyday life, but do what I want and what I love to every day. So that's my key why, is my family and my daily life, making sure that I'm living my life well, not living it large, not living it anything but what I want, which is well. And at the same time, having the freedom. So we're about to build our second school in Cambodia. So one of my whys is that I can try and offer safety and education and security to kids that are much less fortunate than mine. So we built a school in Cambodia in a location called Yuen Jas last year, and we're about to build our second in a couple of weeks, actually, over in Cambodia. So they're probably my biggest drivers.
She has had many mentors and still does that have helped her achieve her success.
You know what? I have had multiple mentors over the time in all different spaces, and I still have mentors because I do firmly believe that we are a product of the people that are around us. And so I've had very different mentors in all different stages and phases of our lives, because I don't believe that it's a one-size-fits-all. Like, I've had teaching mentors, I've had mindset mentors, I've had licensing mentors, I've had production mentors, I've had property mentors, and I'm a believer in continual education, but I think it's really important that we always have people around us that push us, that question us, that guide us, that comfort us, that know more than us. And I will always have those people around me.
From the two main books that Finlay has read, it has been the most transformative for her.
One of the coolest books, both of them have the word big in it, Big Magic. I really love the book Big Magic. It is a very light read, and it really helps explode your mind as to what is possible. And my other favourite book is The Big Leap, and that is because it really helped me understand and identify in my own life when I was upper limiting as well as helped me understand the concept of Einstein time, which is where we truly always have enough time for anything that we want to do. So they were probably two of the most transformative books that I, that, well, there's so many, but they're two books that I really love, and I recommend The Big Leap to so, so many people, because we allow so many of our own stories to guide what we do and don't do, and they're just stories. They're not reality.
Finlay elaborates about the mindset and meaning of Einstein's time, about how it has helped her with her mindset on how everyone has enough time.
You'll have to read it, but my take on it is that, you know, those moments where you're like, it's never going to fit, I'm never going to get it done, I'm never going to get this done and that done and this done and that done, and oh my gosh, and then this is going to happen, and oh, how is it all going to happen? And you can end up in a complete flap and a complete whiz, and that, and there's this concept of Einstein's time, and it's around the concept of us actually controlling time, time not controlling us, and it's all how we view it, and that there is always enough time. It's how we work in it, how we see it, and once you have that mindset, as long as you catch yourself on the whirl up into, oh my gosh, there's not enough time, there's not enough time, there's not enough time, there are, you know, there are things that I say to myself and practices that I do to be, there is perfectly enough time, and I will be there on time, and I would have achieved this, this and this before I get there, because there is just enough time. There is always enough time, and I can stretch it and I can bend it and it will always fit.
I'm sitting here going, wow.
It is a mind bend.
It is.
You do need to read it. You do need to read it. I actually read it about five times, the Einstein time, and it makes me squint still when I read it, but when I practice it, it always works.
Finlay shares the best advice given to her.
Best advice I have ever received. Always smile. It is okay to hurt, and if I act and I think, I can achieve anything.
If she could go back 10 years ago, Finlay would have told herself to rest more.
You need to sleep more.
That's not possible with kids.
I would have said that. You need to sleep more. I really would have. Yeah, that would have been my advice 10 years ago. You really need to sleep more. And you know what? I actually would have said, get out of your own way. Nobody's looking.
She's most excited about helping others in their journey because she's passionate about it.
Farms to Fortune, without doubt. When I say it, my eyes sparkle and my stomach gets giddy, like I've just met the man of my dreams, you know, 15 years ago. Like, without doubt, like the opportunity that presents me as a human being to be involved in that process, forget the cameras, forget the lights, forget it all, the opportunity of being involved in people's journeys of rediscovery of love of their land, rediscovery of their empowerment to earn money when everything for generations they've been taught is feeling so hard, that makes me giddy with excitement. Actually makes my palms sweaty.
Gosh, I'm excited because I love the name of the show, love the concept. I just can't wait to see it. So
thank you. Me too. I can't wait to, I just, yeah, giddy. I'm giddy. That's the word for it.
How much of your success is due to skill, intelligence, and hard work, and how much of it is because of luck?
None of it is luck. None of it. Like, we create everything in our lives. We create the environments around us that then support us to be who we are. Like, our lives are the hand that is drawing the hand. We create the spaces we are in, which then affects our efficiency, our productivity, our communication, and then that then affects the spaces we create. We create everything. I do believe there's an amazing psychologist, her name is Lynn Jenkins, and she talks about this theory, which I'm sure is grounded in, you know, hardcore psychology theory. There are things in life that happened and it's shit. You know, there are things, there are tragedies, there are crimes, there are things that happen that are really horrible, and that's the first arrow that you can't help that. You know, there are world catastrophes, there are just horrible things that can sometimes happen that you truly can't avoid. I don't believe you invited in, and she calls them the first arrow. We then have a choice and this is where it isn't luck. We then have a choice whether we take a second arrow and start, you know, chunking it into our leg going, oh my God, that's so crap that that happened to me. Oh my gosh, this sucks. Oh my gosh, I lost money on that investment. Oh my gosh. Or we could not look to see who shot the first arrow. We could just rip the first arrow out and choose to move forward. So I do believe that, you know, there are curveballs that are thrown at us in life, but what we do following that is our choice. I do not believe that there is luck. I believe that the universe delivers what we invite.
Finlay loves helping others and would want others to contact her through a website or personally over the phone.
The best way to do that, simply get onto www.NaomiFindlay.com. I'm sure you'll pop it in the show notes and you can find pretty much everything there. Our courses, our app, Farms to Fortune. You can reach out to me directly. I am like, I'm sitting at the moment in ripped jeans, a grey jumper, a New York Yankees hat and a pair of sneakers. Like I'm pretty mainstream. So reach out. I'd love to hear from people. And if anyone does have a farm and is in or a regional property and is interested in Farms to Fortune, come and help me get giddy.
Thank you to Naomi Finlay, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about her journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com.au.